Good morning, Nolly Texta. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. In Jerusalem, it's a cool and clear morning, making it a pleasant start to the day. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly with mild temperatures, perfect for a morning walk. Over in Haifa, expect similar sunny conditions with a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, Prime Minister Netanyahu visited the family of Yehuda Katz earlier today. This follows the burial of Katz, whose remains were recovered last week, 44 years after he went missing during the first Lebanon War. Also, according to Ynet, Trump's top Gaza official warned earlier this hour that Israeli strikes could derail the ceasefire and efforts to disarm Hamas. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reports that Russia is preparing for an escalation in missile attacks, with growing concerns about potential nuclear weapon use. This comes as negotiations appear to have stalled. Separately, JNS reports that an alleged Kata'ib Hezbollah commander accused of plotting synagogue attacks is demanding prisoner of war status. His defense attorney argues there is a basis for combatant immunity. And finally, from JTA, a second Reform synagogue in Israel had its windows broken earlier today. The mayor of Ramat HaSharon emphasizes the city's commitment to tolerance and pluralism. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, posted earlier today that Hakeem Jeffries, a high-ranking Democrat, has condemned Hassan Piker's anti-Semitism, calling him out by name on CNN. Belaz News reported today that Israel expelled Dutch diplomats after the Dutch parliament banned trade in products from Israeli settlements beyond the Green Line. Dutch personnel have 1 week to leave. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, described earlier that Itamar Ben-Gvir, despite his controversial history, is now pushing to ban UNRWA from Israel, stating that anyone supporting terror will be expelled. Now for more on those stories, starting with Yehuda Katz. The Jerusalem Post highlights the emotional visit by Netanyahu to Katz's family. Katz was one of three soldiers missing since the first Lebanon War. His remains were recovered in a secretive operation in Lebanon, bringing closure to his family after decades. This event underscores the ongoing efforts to account for all missing soldiers. Turning to the Gaza situation, Ynet reports that Nikolay Mladenov, the official overseeing Gaza, expressed concerns over Israeli airstrikes. He warned that these actions could undermine the fragile ceasefire and delay Hamas's disarmament. The situation remains tense, with both sides accused of violating terms. Diplomatic efforts are crucial to prevent further escalation. Meanwhile, on the Russia front, Israel Hayom notes that Russian sources are signaling an end to negotiations. There is a heightened risk of intensified military actions. The potential use of nuclear weapons raises international alarm. This development could have significant implications for global security and regional stability. In legal news, JNS covers the case of Mohammed al-Saadi. His lawyer argues he might be entitled to combatant immunity, complicating the legal proceedings. This case highlights the intricate legal challenges in handling alleged militants. It could affect future legal strategies in dealing with similar cases. Finally, the JTA reports on the vandalism in Ramat HaSharon. The local mayor's response underscores a commitment to maintaining a diverse and inclusive community. Such incidents remind us of the ongoing challenges in fostering religious tolerance in the region. On the economic front, first, Tech reports that Nucor's Ido Horvich discussed the implications of recent AI incidents involving OpenAI and Hugging Face. He highlighted the dual role of AI in enhancing and challenging security measures. This reflects broader trends in tech innovation and security frameworks. Separately, Israel Hayom Business brings some good news for drivers. Fuel prices are expected to drop below 8 shekels per liter, with a decrease of about 25 agarot. The final price will be confirmed soon, offering some relief to consumers amidst fluctuating market conditions. And finally, according to Globes, the FAA has approved Israel's flights to the United States. The airline plans to start the route by October 19th, possibly earlier. This approval opens new travel opportunities and strengthens aviation ties between Israel and the U.S. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. please verify key details independently.